is Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. So we got to the last two lines of Kuf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. The Gemara have been going through the different prices that said that Rabbi Eliezer allows not only the mitzvah itself to be Dochas Shabbos, but even the Machshirim. So we're up to the last discussion about Bris Milah. So the Gemara says, again, last two lines of Kuf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, Amar Mar Mila V'chol Machshireh Dochen Es HaShabbos Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Minali, the Rabbi Eliezer, huh? How does he know Mila, including the Machshirim of Mila, are also Dochas Shabbos? Imikulu gamer kidamrinan. If we're going to learn from all the other ones that we already said, that we already explained why you can't learn from the other ones. V'od malahanach shekein im avar zmanu butla. So furthermore, right, imikulu, right, from all the other ones, look at Rashi. Kidamrinan, last line of Rashi here. Ikla mifrach b'chahanach chadat sad chamer mihamer balel. We explained that how each of them have a certain stringency that you cannot learn one from the next. V'od, moreover, malahanach going on top of kuflamin beis now, shekein im avar Zaman, if you miss the opportunity of a mitzvah of any one of those, butla, you lose the mitzvah, and therefore it should be docha Shabbos as opposed to bris milah. If a person misses the milah, you can always make it up the next day. Okay, it wasn't ideal, it wasn't the day 8, but still there's opportunities to make it up. But the other mitzvahs missed, if you miss it, you really miss out the opportunity entirely. So therefore, bris milah, you cannot learn from the others that it's docha Shabbos, at least the machshim are not docha Shabbos. Ella, Hainu time, and the reason why we know that the machshirim of Mila is Docha Shabbos, the Rabbi Eliezer, Damar Ka, the Pasuk says, Ubayom Hashmini Yimol Bisar Laso, Vafilu Bishabbos, that Bayom Hashmini, even on Shabbos, one performs Bris Mila. So it asks Gemara V'lichtov Rachmana B'Mile, write the din of Bayom, that Mila and Machshireh is Docha Shabbos, and you can learn Lise Hanach V'Ligmar Mine, learn all the other ones from Bris Milah. Use Bris Milah as the prototype for everything else. So Gemara says, Mishum Te'ikal Mifrach, there's room to ask, Ma Lemila Shekein Nichrisu Ale Shalosh Esrei Brisos. There's a Chumrah that Bris Milah has, that there are 13 Brisos. Rashi says that 13 times Bris is mentioned to Avraham Avinu Legabe Bris Milah. And therefore, since we see it's such an important mitzvah, maybe only Bris Milah Umach Shireh is Docha Shabbos, but you cannot learn any of the other ones from Bris Milah, and that's why each one independently had to have its own particular source. So Gemara says, okay, after establishing this whole long discussion that the machshirim of mitzvahs are docha Shabbos according to Rabbi Eliezer, so ad kan lo pligi rabban aleh ela b'machshirei mila. They only argue with respect to the machshireya of mila, it's not docha Shabbos, but they agree about mila gufa divya kol docha Shabbos. Everyone agrees that the mila itself, the ma'isa mila, that is certainly docha Shabbos minolam. What's the source that bris mila itself is docha Shabbos? So Amar Ula Halacha, it's a Halacha, it's a Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. V'chein Amar Reb Yitzchak Halacha, it's a Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, that we know that a Bris Milah is Dochas HaShabbos. So Gemara says, is that really true? Meisive asks the Gemara, Minayin, how do we know, based on a Tosefta, it says as follows, that Minayin L'Pikuach Nefesh should Dochas HaShabbos. How do you know in general, a person's life is in danger, you could do whatever you need to do to save his life, that Pikuach Nefesh is Dochas HaShabbos? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ma Mila She achas meivarev shel adam docha es haShabbos. Just like a mila, which is only one aver, it could be docha Shabbos. Kavachomer lepikuach nefesh. Certainly, to preserve a person's entire body, should docha es haShabbos. So, if bris mila is docha Shabbos, certainly pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. So the Gemara says, okay. Now, how do you know mila itself is docha Shabbos? Now, isak adaitach halacha. If you were going to say that the mila itself, we know mila itself is docha Shabbos, is based on a halacha, halacha Moshe Sinai. Kal v'chomer me'elacha mi'asi. We have a klal, we're about to prove in a braisa, that you cannot make a kal v'chomer from a halacha Moshe Sinai. Whenever you learn halacha Moshe Sinai, is only taught ein bo el chidushim. We can only apply to that particular case. We cannot extract from that application elsewhere, even based on a kal v'chomer, as we're about to prove. So if the Gemara really is using a kal v'chomer to prove pikuach nefesh from Mila, so Mila itself cannot be based on halacha Moshe Sinai, because we don't use halacha Moshe Sinai in order to apply a kal v'chomer. How do we see we never use halacha Moshe Sinai for a kal v'chomer? Based on Atanya, the Braisa tells us, this appears in Maseches Psachim, that Amar lo Rabbi Elazar, Akiva, etzem kisora mitamei is a halacha. I'll explain the background in just a second. Urevitz adam kal v'chomer, vein dalen kal v'chomer mehalacha. What's going on here? So look at Rashi, then we'll read this back inside the Gemara. Rashi says, if you take a look down the first narrow line, it says halacha. Rashi's halacha, Shehaya Rabbi Kiva done kavachomer. Rabbi Kiva was using a kavachomer. Minayin the revi is dam hames she'anozir migaleach al ohala. How do you know that if there's a revius of dam of a mace, that a nazir, if he comes into contact or he's in the ohel with the revius dam, how do you know he has to shave his hair? It's considered tumas mace for him. It's a kavachomer. Ma etem kisora. If there's a little sabone the size of a barley kernel or seed, she'eno matame ba'ohel. If there's a little etem kisora in a house, it's not matame ba'ohel. Yet we do know nazir megalech al mago umaso. If a nazir were to carry it, were to touch it, he's tame and he has to shave his hair and start the process all over again. Revius adam shematame ba'ohel. That if there's a revius of blood in a area, it does create tumas ohel. Dichsev akol nefesh meis lo yavo. So then, eino din she nazir megalech alel. So certainly, if a nazir is going to shave his hair because of etzem kesora, because etzem kesora doesn't metami ba'ohel, but it could metami a nazir. So revius dam, which is metami ba'ohel, certainly it should be metami a nazir. And v'amar le Rabbi Elazar Akiva etzem kesora itself is only halacha moshe Sinai. How do we know that etzem kesora is metami a nazir? That's based on halacha moshe Sinai. Sheyei nazir megalech alel. And revius adam at the balum of mimenu mikavachomer ain't done in kavachomer mehalacha. The lo nitin the torah shvapeh lidarish biyudgim amidos. So we cannot apply any of the yudgim amidos, including a kavachomer, to a halacha moshe Sinai. Halacha moshe Sinai has to kind of stay like in a box, and you can't touch them. It's just a din, it's a gzera, no applying and no learning from any other place. So based on this idea by Nazir, just like by Nazir, you cannot use halacha moshe Sinai and apply kal vachomer, so too by the case of pikuach nefesh. If bris milah is docha Shabbos, is really based on the halacha moshe Sinai, we cannot use this as a motto to apply it to a kal vachomer pikuach nefesh. So Gemara says, okay, so then what is the reason why bris milah is docha Shabbos if it's not because of a kal vachomer? So Gemara says, Ela amar Reb Elazar, Asya Osos. We have a Gzer Shava of Osos. What's a Gzer Shava? It says Os on Shabbos. It says Os on Mila. Just like Shabbos has an Os, so the Bris Mila of the Os of Bris Mila can be performed on Shabbos. That's the Gzer Shava. So the Gemara says, okay, if it's an Os Gzer Shava, El Miata Tfilin Dichse Bei Os Lidachi Shabbos. Tfilin also is called an Os, so that should also be the Ocha Shabbos. But we know certainly Tfilin is not a word on Shabbos, so it's not the case. So it can't be based on a Gzer Shava Os. So Ella, it must be Asya Bris Bris. It says Bris Bris. With Rashi explains here, it says Bris Legabe. You see Rashi Ella Asya Bris Bris. Hahu the Os Lo Nam Rabbi Sinai. Vein Adam Dan Gzer Shami Atzma. Fine. Ella Hach Bris Bris Nam Rabbi Sinai. Ubeshabbos Ksev Bris the Darosam Bris Olam. So it says Bris by Shabbos. It says Bris by Bris Mila. And therefore, just like Bris of Shabbos is on Shabbos, so to the Bris Mila can be performed on Shabbos. So the way they explain the truth, so that she explains that you only have two osos at the same time. You never have more than two osos. So Shabbos is one os. So the other osos, you have a bris. You have two osos, but you can't wear tefillin. Tefillin would be a third os. So the Gemara then says, okay, it's bris. It says, gadol dichsev bei bris lidachei Shabbos. So by gadol also, if a gadol does not have a bris, he still has to perform a bris over the age of 13, even though it's a bris shalobazmana, it's still called a bris. So you're going to tell me the bris of a gadol, a shalobazmana, he's going to be docha Shabbos? We know only b'yom ha'shmini is docha Shabbos, not a mila shalobazmana. So it can't be using the word bris to tell me it's docha Shabbos. Eli asya daras. It says daras by Shabbos, it says daras by bris mila. So we have, that's the gzer shava. So this Gemara says this too. If it's really based on the word daros, tzitzis, dichse be daros, lidache Shabbos. It also says daros by tzitzis. So you're going to tell me a person should be able to tie tzitzis on Shabbos? Certainly not. So we suggested three different gzer shavas, os, bris, and daros. We rejected all of them because there were other mitzvahs we could have applied to this gzer shava. So Ella, in the end of the day, the Gemara says, you know how we know? Ella Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, done in os, bris, vidaros, me os, bris, vidaros. It's a triple gzer shava. It has to have all three components. And this only applies to Shabbos, has os, bris, and doros, and bris milah has os, bris, and doros. No other mitzvah has this. Lafuke, hanach, techad, chadhu, dichsib behun. To exclude each of the other ones, which only have one of the three gzer shavas, to exclude that of a gadol, that of a tzitzis, that of a tefillin. That's good, yeah, it's good, because once Christmas is docha, yeah. Exactly. So Gemara then says, halfway down the Amud, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ka, the Pasuk says, Bayom HaShmini, it says, Bayom Afil B'Shabbos. That's the drasha, that's typically the one that's quoted. Bayom, regardless of which day of the week it is, it's always going to be Bayom HaShmini, Afil B'Shabbos. So Amar Le Reish Lakish, the Rebbe Yochanan. El miat, if that's the case, mechusre kapara dichsebehu bayom, hachanami the dachis Shabbos. So it says the word bayom in many contexts. So a mechusre kapara, a person who is tamei, and such as a zava, yoledes, mitzora, these people are tamei, and after the process of tumah, they need to, after the process of tara, rather, they need to bring a karban to complete the tara. They're called mechusre kapara. So they have to bring a bayom in the daytime. Are you going to tell me they should bring the karban mechusre kapara on Shabbos? Certainly not. So just because it says bayom doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be doche Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, the word bayom with respect to mechusre kapara, hahu mi baile bayom v'lo balayla, to tell me that the mechusre kapara can only bring it during the daytime, not at nighttime, but not to teach me any day of the week. So that's a different drasha. So the Gemara says, that din bayom v'layla, hi, nami mi baile, I said, hahu mi baile, I'm sorry, hi nami mi baile bayom v'lo balayla, hahu, so as well, by regarding bris milah, you need the word bayom to teach me, milah is also only done bayom v'lo balayla. So Gemara says, no, hi nami mi, hahu mi ben shmonas yomim nafka. The idea of milah bayom, let's learn from a different pasuk. It says, ben shmonas yomim, dafka yomim v'lo balaylos. Then the other word bayom hashminis tell me dafka even afil b'shabbos. So the Gemara says, okay, by mechusre kapara as well. Hai nami mi bayom tavaso nafka. We have a pasuk that talks about karbanos in general must be done bayom. It's also Gemara in Megillah tells us that karbanos are only brought bayom, not balayla. So we already know elsewhere mechusre kapara are brought bayom. So why do you have to have a second drasha bayom v'lo balayla by mechusre kapara? So the Gemara says, afagav the nafka mi bayom tavaso. Even though you're right, we have a general source that all karbanos must be brought bayom v'lo balayla. Itzrich, you still need a special drasha by mechusre kapara. Why? Because sagadai dechamin, I would have thought hol v'chas rachman aleh lasuya bedal. Since mechusre kapara is such an important thing that the Torah itself was chas, we don't have there's something called an ol of a yored. Ol of a yored, different karbanos have different levels depending on how much money you have. There's a carbon brought, a big animal brought for a poor for a wealthy person. A poor person brings a smaller animal, or sometimes even a mincha, even just a flower offering. So from the fact that the Torah allows it to come bedal, poor people to bring flour to serve as the same exact carbon as a wealthy person brings a big cow, tells us that the Torah is chas on them. So maybe we should take it one step further, not only in terms of how much money a person spends, that's how the Torah is chas, but also in terms of the timing, maybe balayla nami lesi, maybe there's a heter, a kula, to have it be brought at night as well. So that's the havamina. So maybe this would be different than any other carbon. Kamash Milan, it says, no, bayom v'lo balayla, even by mechusre kapara. No, just the Torah was chas, no reason per se, just stam. Doesn't say there's a reason, but the fact that the Torah is chas, that shows us that there's a certain kula, that maybe the kula of Lila should apply it to it as well. So the Gemara says, if that's really the case, we have these kulas, maskiv la ravina, el miata, that's the case, yehe zar, kasher behen, ve'onen kasher behen. So maybe the fact that they have these kulas built in to the mechusre kapara, maybe a zar, maybe a zar which is a non-kohen, or maybe a onen, a person who normally can't bring a carbon, maybe should be makel that they should also be able to bring a mechusre kapara. Just like an ani has a special heter, a special kula bringing a cheaper type of carbon. So the Gemara says, no. From the fact that Pasuk brought it back into Bayom to tell us that don't allow any of the kulas, says Rashi in the bottom here, wide line of Rashi, Hadre Kra, Lifsol Behen Laila. From the fact that Torah says, no, we're going to disqualify it, make it possible Laila, Dichsib Behe Behu Bayom Kidaminam. The Chavend in Laila, Taras Kol Karbonos Alein, Linin Zar Veone Nami, Taras Karbon Alein. So once we brought it back into the Psul Laila, all the other Psulim of Zar and Onen are going to apply as well. So the only kula we actually have Lamaisa with respect to Mechusre Kapara is that a poor person could bring a cheaper type of carbon, which the Torah says the Ol V'Yorid, the Behemah, the Oaf, and then the Mincha. So that's the second drasha, how we know that Shabbos is Docha, rather Brismi is Docha Shabbos. It was first based on the Gzeir Shava of Os, Doros, and Bris. This next one is based on the word Bayom. Comes along now, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, Shmini Afil B'Shabbos. The emphasis is not on the Yom, the emphasis is on the Shmini, the eighth day, regardless of when the eighth day falls out, Afil B'Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Hai Shmini Mi Baile, the eighth day is needed, Lemute Shvi, to exclude the word Shvi, that day seven doesn't work. Gemara says, no, Shvi, maybe Ben Shmonas, Yamim Nafka. We know Shvi from a different pasuk that says the eighth day, so that excludes the seventh day. So Gemara says, okay, Vakati, Mibarle, Chal, Lemute, Shvi, Chal, Lemute, Chi. We need two words of eight. One by Yom HaShemini, one mi ben Shemonas Yamin, to tell me the seventh day doesn't work, and to tell me the ninth day doesn't work. To tell either way. Gemara says, imichad, had I had one, hava mina shvi hu delo me'atizmana, I would think shvi doesn't work because the zman hasn't yet come. Aval mishmini ve'elech zmanu, but I would have thought from the eighth day on, it should be the same, the ninth day and the tenth day. Once the zman kicks in, who cares which day I do this? So really, you need both Yom HaShemini and Miben Shemas Yamin to tell me that seventh day doesn't work, and the ninth day is very b'di'evin. So therefore, this pasuk is not available to teach me that Shabbos, Bris Milah is performed on Shabbos. So Ella, Mechavrsa, could Rabbi Yochanan, it's clear, the previous answer, Rabbi Yochanan of Bayom, is a better answer. So we reject this third suggestion. So Gemara now says, Tanya Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan, there's a brayso that supports Rabbi Yochanan that uses the word Bayom, Velo Udlo Krav Acha Bar Yaakov, and does not use the word of Acha of Shmini, which we already rejected as it is. So what's this brayso? So Gemara says Shmini. The brayso gets a little bit confusing because there's a strange Havamina, and the Gemara is going to try to understand what the Havamina is, so we'll try to take it slow to appreciate what's going on here. So Shmini, so it says in the pasuk the eighth day. Yimol, Shmini Yimol, Afilu B'Shabbos, one could do Mila even on the eighth day, even on Shabbos. So when the pasuk says by Shabbos in general that one who performs a melacha on Shabbos, it's a chil Shabbos mos yumas, that's referring to bishar melachos chos mimila. Bris mila is an exception that's allowed to be done, but mechale mos yumas is talking about every other melacha outside of mila. Oh, einu ella afilu mila. Perhaps maybe even mila is bichlal the din of mechale mos yumas, meaning you can perform mila on Shabbos. Umani mekayim, in this havamina, what would I do with the pasuk of Shemini Yimol? That means chutz b'Shabbos. You do the meal on the eighth day with the exception of Shabbos. That's all the havamina. Tamalomer bayom afil b'Shabbos. To tell me bayom, only bayom you do it, even if it's on Shabbos, you do it any day it falls out. So we see from this brisa that they initially tried to use the word Shemini as a source of Tocha Shabbos, which is Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, and the Gemara rejected and used the word Bayom. Bayom is a source that Bris Milah is Tocha Shabbos, and that's like the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. So that's how we bring this Brice as a Raya. So now within the Brice, the Gemara wants to understand Amar Rava, Haitana Me Karamaika Nichile, Ulvasov Maika Kashile. What was the first, initially, what was understood by the Brice? What were they satisfied with initially when they used the word Shemini? And what did they reject later on the Kashya and Shemini? So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar, Shmini Yimol Afilu B'Shabbos, that the eighth day, Bris Milah can be docha even Shabbos. Umani Mekayim Mechalaleha Mos Yumas, that pasuk Legabe Shabbos of the Chil Shabbos is a Misa, it's a Chiyav Skila, that's Bishar Melachos Chutz Mimila. Aval Mila Dachya. But we would have thought, within this Havamina, that Mila is not subject to Melach on Shabbos. Why not? My time. Now it gets a little bit off. A little bit off the page, a little bit, if you will. So my time, a kavachomer. What's a kavachomer? We're bringing a whole other din now. This is all in the havamina. What we would have thought is the source that Bris Milah is docha Shabbos. Matzaras shedochas avoda. A person who, according to tzaras, can't do avoda, which means tzaras pushes off avoda. Tzaras is more stringent than the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. And avoda dochas a Shabbos. Avoda is dochas a Shabbos that. In terms of you could bring karbanos tzibur on Shabbos, so we see avoda is more important than Shabbos. Tzaras is more important than avoda, and avoda is more important than Shabbos. So we see tzaras in the end has to be more important than Shabbos. Again, tzaras pushes off avoda, so tzaras is more important, and avoda is done on Shabbos as well. So tzaras, which is more important than avoda, certainly would be more important than Shabbos. Now, let's just finish this piece because it gets confusing. So avoda dochas Shabbos. So then mila. Docha oso. So if the mila is docha oso, Shabbos shenitchas mimnei avoda. So if mila docha, we'll see what it means in a second. But mila's docha tzaras, as we'll see later on. Again, that's why it's confusing. Mila's docha tzaras. So Shabbos shenitchas mimnei avoda. Shabbos, which is pushed off by avoda, which then means it's really pushed off by tzaras. Eino din shete mila docha oso. So this is a havamina again. You have to follow like a few different stages here. So one more time, tzaras. Push of avoda, so tzaras is more important, and avoda pushes off Shabbos. So, I mean, tzaras, which is more important than avoda, is more important than Shabbos. Now, mila, as we'll see later on, mila could push off tzaras. So, mila is now important, more important than tzaras, which is more important than avoda, which is more important than Shabbos. So, based on all these different layers here, the havamin is so mila should be docha as a Shabbos. That's the havamin of where this comes from. That's what they initially had thought as the source. Umai o eno. when the Gemara said, oh, Enu, maybe we really should not accept that as a drasha, how do you know? The Kamar, Hadar Amar, they went, I'm saying, no, Mimad Taras Chamura. Who says the reason why Taras, Kohenu Taras doesn't do Avoda? Who says it's because Taras is more Chamur? It's because, not because more Chamur, it's Dilma Shabbos Chamur. Maybe really Shabbos is more Chamur than Taras. Shekein Yesh Ba'onshin Vaz Haros Harbe. There are many veras we do on Shabbos, and the skila and the melacha is what one does. So umimai the mishum de chamir the tzarasi, and who says it's based on tzaras being more chamir? Maybe it's dilma mishum gavra who delochazi. He's just simply not fit. A kohen who is tzaras, not because it's more chamir than Shabbos, he's just not fit to be. He's a person who's tameh, and a person's tameh, he can't perform the avoda. Just look at Rashi, and hopefully this will clean everything up a little bit. You look at Rashi three narrow lines down. Dilma Shabbos chamura. The hide the taras docha avoda. The fact that taras, the kohen taras, doesn't do avoda. Mimai de mishuma chumra de tarasi. Who says it because taras is so chumra? Dilma hadulo amrinan le yokut. Why don't we say cut off the taras and let him do the avoda? Mishum de gaver de lo chazihu kidlakaman. That he's not fit to do the avoda because the inami kait, even if you do cut the taras off, he's still mechusa trila. He has to still go to the mikvah. And the Erev Shemesh, he needs to have a wait for the sun to set. Vayom lo yavod, he can't work today because he still has to do tefillah and Erev Shemesh. V'tavo yom d'mitzorah k'mitzorah. Hilkach mechale mosyum asa afil b'mila. V'akarchach shmini yifan. So what comes up saying is, the reason why taras doesn't do avoda, it's not because taras is more important or more chamer. It's because even if you remove his taras from the body, l'maisa, he can't do the avoda today. Because he still has to go to the mikveh and wait for the sun to set. It won't be until tomorrow, which is going to be Sunday. So that's why it's not Docha Shabbos, why it is Docha Shabbos, but not because any Chumr. So this is the Havamina. Hopefully you followed along with that. Again, the different lines of which is more Chumr, we're trying to line it up. So again, just to review one more time, we're saying Taras is Docha Shabbos. It's more Chumr than Shabbos. That was initially. And with Shabbos, we know is Docha Avoda. You could do, Avoda is Docha Shabbos. You do Avoda on Shabbos. And Mila, you will see later on, Mila could be Docha Tzeras. So if Mila could be Docha Tzeras, which could be Docha Avoda, which be Docha Shabbos, so Mila's on the top of the line here, so Mila should also be Docha Shabbos. That's the Havamina. And the Gemara breaks that whole chain by saying, no, it's not because Tzeras is more Chumr than Avoda, it's because Tzeras, he just won't be fit to do it because he still have to wait for Erev Shemesh for it to actually kick in. And that's what the Gemara rejected, and the Brisa ended up saying to complete everything. The Gemara says that Uma ani mekayim shmini imol chutz mishabbos. All in the Havamina, I would think that maybe really Shabbos bris isn't docha Shabbos, and the word shmini simply means you could do the bris milah on any day except for Shabbos, and that's what the Brisa concluded. Tamalomar bayom afilu b'Shabbos. Bayom, even if the milah falls out on Shabbos, you could docha Shabbos. So that's the proof for Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, now this next Brisa is just as confusing, by the way. Okay.
So basically, it makes sense because you should say really that avoda docha the taras, not taras docha avoda. Meaning that, I mean, that's the maskan of the Gemara, because actually you're not allowed, the avoda is not allowing somebody with taras to do it. It's not that somebody with taras is docha avoda.
Taras is docha avoda. You can't do the avoda.
Right. Yeah, but it's the avoda's. The hekdesh from the avoda is that it's not anything the taras doing. It's not that the taras. I mean, but that's basically the maskil of the Gemara.
Yeah. Well, it concludes that way, exactly. So Gemara then says, Tanur Rabban, and the Brisa says around 10 lines down, Mila docha is a tzaras, that Mila can be docha tzaras, bein bizmana, bein shlo bizmana, whether it's on time or whether it's a delayed bris, you could be docha as a tzaras. And yomtuf, eina docha elo bizmana bilvad. And when it comes to yomtuf, one is only docha if it's a Mila bizmana, could you perform on Shabbos, but if it's a Mila shlo bizmana, one cannot perform on Shabbos. There is an interesting machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush, where the Mila shlo bizmana can be docha yomtuf sheni shel galios. Everybody agrees yomtuf sheni shel Rosh Hashanah, it's not docha, because yomtuf sheni of Rosh Hashanah is considered yom arichta, it's all considered like one kedusha achas, all one kedusha, one yomtuf. But yomtuf sheni shel galios, the Rambam says, yeah, you could do Mila shlo bizmana yomtuf sheni. Yomtuf sheni is only a minag avosenu. The Rosh felt that no, yomtuf sheni is a serious thing, and one cannot be docha Shabbos. But the gabe yomtuf itself, everybody agrees, a Mila shlo bizmana cannot be performed in yomtuf. Only a Mila bizmana is performed in yomtuf. So we see from this brisa initially that Mila could be docha teras. If there's a teras b'makom Mila, one could perform it, even though it's going to be cutting off the nega teras, which is an issa deraisa, as we'll see. And that's whether or not the Mila being performed is on Shmini, the eighth day, or even if it's a later, delayed, shlo bizmana Mila. So Gemara wants to know, minah ha'nimila, how do you know this to be the case? that mila could be docha tzeras. The Tanya Rabbanan yimol b'sar lasa. You could perform the mila of the arla. The afa pi adds the gemara in sheish sham beheres. Even though there's a beheres yakut, you could cut off the beheres to perform the bris mila. So mani mekayim. So what do I do with the pasuk which says hishamer benega tzeras? That you have to be careful. The word hishamer is always a word of lo sase. There's a lo sase to violate, to remove the nega tzeras. So it says he can't remove the tzeras. So the Gemara says that's bishar mekomot chutz mimila. That's every other place where there's a tzeras in the body, where there be an iser. But if it's in the makom mimila, that would not be in violation here. So the Gemara says, O eino ella afilu mila. Maybe the iser of hishamer benega tzeras would apply even by makom mimila. Umani mekayim, and what would I do with the pasuk of yimol b'sar laso? That's only bizman shein ba beheres. You only perform the mila when there's no beheres. But if there's a beheres b'makom mila, that ein echnami would be aser, and you cannot perform the mila. So the Gemara says, tam lomer, therefore it says basar. The basar tells me, v'afapi sheisham beheres, that there's a mitzvah to remove the mila, remove the arla, even if there's a beheres. So that's the b'ris. So I was going to try to do the similar type of thing we did above, of figuring out what the Havamina was in each of these stages of the Braisa. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Haitana may karamai nichale. Initially, what was the Braisa satisfied with when they made their initial suggestion? With Lasov my kashle, and what was troubling them that they had to retract? So Hachi Kamar, Yimol Basar Laso, that you should move the Arla, Viafa Pishesh Beheres, that was the initial understanding. Umani mekayim, what would I do with the pasuk yishamer b'nega tzeras? The iser, that's b'shar mekomos chutz mimila. Aval mila dochas tzeras my taima. So what's the havamina that mila can be docha at tzeras? What was the basis for this? How do you know? So my taima, the asimi kavachomer, we can apply kavachomer. Ma shabbos chamura mila docha osa. So we already established in the previous braisa that mila is done on Shabbos. So even though Shabbos is so chomer, yet mila could be docha Shabbos. You do mila on Shabbos. Tzaras, lakoshik, and tzaras, which is not nearly as severe as chomer as Shabbos, so certainly if mila could be docha Shabbos, certainly mila should be able to docha tzaras. That's the havamina. That was the source that mila is docha tzaras. Umay o eino dekamar. What was when the braisa changed gears and says, no, that's not the reason. Hadar kamar, mimay de Shabbos chamir. Who said Shabbos is so chomer? Dilma tzaras chamir, maybe tzaras is actually more chamir than Shabbos. Shekein docha es avoda, vavoda docha es Shabbos, like we said above. We had this premise just before that, of course, Shabbos is more chamir than tzaras. Shabbos is skila, Shabbos is, 39 malachas, and tzaras is just a lav. So, but now we have that the fact that we know tzaras could be docha es avoda, and avoda is docha es Shabbos, so tzaras is really more chamir than Shabbos. So just because mila is docha Shabbos, doesn't mean mila is going to be docha teras. So therefore, we didn't like that kavachomer from Shabbos and avoda and teras. That's why the brayis had to invoke tamalomer basar. That word basar tell me v'afa pi sheyesham beheres. Even though there's a beheres, one does in fact perform the mila. Even though there's a nega teras b'makom mila. So that's the first understanding of the brayis. Then the Gemara says lishna achrina. A different version of the understanding of the brayis was in that havamina where we didn't have a pasuk that mila is docha teras. It was just based on a svara. So the first svar was based on the kavachomer Shabbos. Now we're saying a different approach. How do you know mila is docha tzaras in my time in the havamina? The asa asay v'docha los asay. The asay of mila is docha the los asay of hishamer neged tzaras. Just in general, we know why they point out why is asay docha los asay. It's a strange thing. You think los asay is more important than an asay. Who gave the right of an asay to be docha los asay? So Rabbeinu Nissim Agon, he explains, I think here in the Gemara on Shabbos, he explains, the Asidocha Losa say, is based on the following idea, that the lav never existed in the place of an asay. When the Torah says, los asay, whatever the lav is, it's only don't do it when there is no asay. But in the context of asay, the lav doesn't even exist. That was how it works. That's their understanding. It just doesn't exist. According to Ramban, Ramban writes al Torah that asay represents ahava, love and building relationships, and los asay is yira, fear. So ava is stronger, love is stronger than fear. And therefore, the ava of the asay could overpower the yira of the los asay. That's the Ramban's understanding of why an asay is docha los asay. Either way, we have the asay of mila, which is docha the los asay of nega tzaras. So that's why mila is docha tzaras. That's a havamina. So then the Gemara says, umay o eino de kamar. What was the retraction of the braisa, where they were not satisfied in the end? Hadar kamar, emar, they said, maybe it's only true, damrinan, the asay, v'dachat, los asay, greda. When it's just a los asay that we're describing, asay up against one law, it works. But hai ase v'lo sase. So this is not just a, I skipped a line there, I'm sorry. Hai ase v'lo sase here. This negatras is nase also. If you look at Rashi, just to explain here, Rashi says, hai ase v'lo sasehu. Hishamer is the lo sasehu. And lasos kechol ashe yaruan, do everything you're supposed to be doing, hainu ase. So we see when removing negatras, there are two violations. There's an ase as well as a lo sase. So one ase of a shah bris milah can be docha, one lo sase. But if it's an ase milah up against both the lo sase plus another ase, that's not able to be docha, and that's why we rejected. That's not the reason why a milah is docha tzaras. So Gemara says, umani mekayim. Hishamer of tzaras? No, he said Rashi is Hishamer is the negatras, and the lasos to kishkol sheirucha is the ase of listening to what they say. It's a lav in the ase of taras. So the ase of mila can be docha a ase and los ase of a negat taras. So the Gemara then says, umani mekayim, what do I do with the pasuk back inside? Yimol besar lasso, that you remove the besar lasso. If we're saying now that you can, that mila is not docha taras, so then how do you understand the pasuk of yimol besar lasso? That's bisman shein behem beharis. There's only mitzvah mila when there's no beharis. But if there's a beharis, if there's a negat taras there, ain't a chanami, you can't do the mitzvah. So that's why the Gemara quotes the pasuk, the Brisa quotes the pasuk, Tamar lomar basar v'yafa pi sheisham beheres. So Gemara says, okay, this all makes sense. Tinach gadol dichsiv behu basar. It says by a gadol when a boy reaches age of 13, if he doesn't yet have a mila, so he has to. We'll look at Rashi in just a second. It says the word basar, and it says katanami dichsiv behu basar. Says the word basar by a katan as well. So, but beinoni minalan. How do you know? What about a boy who's not yet bar mitzvah, but he's over day 8. Day 8, the pasuk says basar. So that's certainly tells us it's milas docha taras. A gadol, a boy who's a gadol, the pasuk also describes as removing the basar alasso. But a beinoni, somewhere in between the 8th day and the gadol, there's no pasuk about basar, about such a person. So how do you know his mila would also be docha taras? Just look at Rashi. Rashi says, tinach gadol bar onchin, he's subject to punishment. Dichsiv bi basar v'aral zachar asher lo yimol es basar alasso. V'hai b'bar onchin mishtai. This pasuk in the context of bar onchin, who's over the age of 13, midmechayev lekaris. From the fact that pasuk is talking about karis, we must be talking about a boy over the age of 13. And it says the word basar and katanami bismana b'yom hashmini on the 8th day k'sibay basar u'v'yom hashmini imol basar lasso. So we have a pasuk by an 8th day baby. We have a pasuk of basar by a 13-year-old and above. But in between that, we don't have the word basar. So how do you know a boy in between those ages should also his mila would be docha if there were to be a tzaras? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Asya mi beni. Learn from both of them. Meaning from the combination of both a gadol and a katan, that their mila could be docha tzaras, you could use that common denominator to apply it to a beinoni as well. As the Gemara says, mi gadol lo asya. You can't learn a beinoni from a gadol directly. Shekein onish karis. Because a gadol has an onish karis. And perhaps the severity of his mitzvah is more important. So that's why it could be docha tzaras. But maybe a beinoni doesn't have such an urgency. He's not subject to karis yet. So he can't be docha tzaras. And mekatan lo asa. You can't learn a beinoni from a katan either. Shekein mila bismana. That's a mila bismana. It's on the right time. So to perform the mitzvah at the right time, it can be docha tzaras. But if it's already shlo bismana, maybe you should say, wait some time, wait till the tzaras goes away. But even though each individually cannot be used as a source, hatzada shava shebehen, the common denominator between the katan and the gadol is shekein nimolin v'dochas tzaras. The mila can be docha tzaras. So too, in combination, af kol shenimolin, so too any other application of a mila is dochen es hatzaras.
According to this, the drasha psar would be go over asen lotas.
The So then the Gemara says, Rava Amar Mila Bismana Docha. So he says, and Mila Bismana is Docha. So lo tzricha kra mikavachom. This is talking Mila Bismana is Docha at Taras. We're going back on, just to make sure this for a second. Docha is at Taras. So lo tzricha kra. This doesn't need a pasuk for that one. That Mila Bismana is Docha Taras. Because of me, kavachomer asya. What's a kavachomer? Mas Shabbos de Chamira Docha Taras. Shabbos, which is more chomer, is docha as a teras. How's the docha as a teras? Right. Mila is docha. Mas Shabbos de chamir docha, comma. Teras lo kol shekhen. If Shabbos is able to be nitche for mila, in other words, mila is docha Shabbos, which is more chomer, certainly, teras lo kol shekhen, certainly mila should be able to docha teras as well. So again, if the milah bezmana is doch to Shabbos, certainly milah bezmana is doch tzras. That's a kavachomer. You don't need a pasuk. So Amr Leir of Safra Lerava, Mimai de Shabbos Chamira. Who says it because Shabbos is more Chamer? Dilma Taras Chamer. Maybe really Taras is more Chamer. Shekain Docha es Havoda, Vavoda Docha to Shabbos. Like we said above, Taras, a guy calling the Taras, doesn't do the Avoda, and Avoda pushes off Shabbos. So certainly Taras is on the higher chain than that of Shabbos. And the Gemara says, who said? Hosam Lamishim Chamir the Taras. That's not because Taras is more Chamer than Avoda, and then more Chamer than Shabbos. El Mishim the Gavar Hu Delochaz, like we saw above. Because such a person, he's not right for the Avoda. Because even if you do cut off the Taras on Shabbos to do the Avoda, he's not fit to do the Avoda right now, because he has to still wait until the Tefillah, until wait until Erev Shemesh. But not an issue of Chamura, just an issue of him not being right yet. So the Gemara then says, Amai, why? V'yakut beharaso, v'yavoda. So let him cut off the beharas, and then do the Avoda. So, Mechosot Tefillah. So he's still missing Tefillah, and I'll add an Erev Shemesh as well. So Gemara says, okay, so that's why the Taras is not Doch Avoda. It is Doch Avoda, not because it's more Chomer than Avoda, but just because it's not practical. He won't be able to work. So then the Gemara says, Hatinach Negam Tameyam. This makes sense if the type of Neged Taras is a Neged Taras that's Tamei. But we do know this type of Neged Taras that's actually Tahor. That he's not Tamei, but still called a Neged Taras. In other words, if one were to remove even a Neged Tahor, it still is an Isser of removing a Neged Hishamer, but he's not Tamei. So such a person with a Neged Taras Tahor, if he removes the Neged Taras, he could do the Avoda right then and there. He doesn't need to go to Mikvah at all. No need for Mikvah, no need for Erev Shemesh. But he still can't, he's still possible as long as the Taras is there. So you can have a Kohen who's possible to the Avoda, even though he's not Tamei. So that's the suggestion. So the Gemara says, one second, where do we go here? Tear my Ikla Meimar. Ela Amar Vashi, Heicha Minan De Asa Asay V'dachalos Asay. When is this true? Then I say could violate a los I say that's only kigon mila b'tzeras that only the moment or ina mitzitzis v'klaim the beinna the misakir lav kamokwe I say the only time I say docha los I say is only true when the moment you're performing the I say the mitzvah I say you're also undoing the los I say, or in other words, the moment you're doing the los I say you're fulfilling the I say. So the moment you do the bismillah, you're violating the law of Hishamer, but you're also performing the milah at that very moment. It has to happen at the same time. Similarly, when a person wears tzitzis, he's wearing shatnez at the same time. You're allowed to wear shatnez with tzitzis if this tchel is there, because the moment you're wearing it, you're fulfilling the mitzvah, is the moment you're violating the lav. But if there's going to be any break of time where the lav is not going to be at the same time as fulfilling the aseh, then in a chanami, one would not be allowed to be doing this. So in the case of the taras and the avoda, so even though you're right, maybe the kohen isn't tamer. He's a neged taras tahor. And there's a lav to remove it. And he can remove it, and he'll be tahor to work in the avoda in the base of Mikdash. The moment you cut off the taras, you're not performing the mitzvah of avoda. And since they don't happen be'inna, they don't happen at the same time, you cannot apply aseh doche lo sase. So the Gemara says hacha, just to complete the circle here, that hacha be'inna de mizakir lav. The moment you're removing the neged taras, you're violating the lav of hishamer lo kamokim aseh. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah of the avoda, and that's why we say taras is not it is doche avoda, but not because it's more chamer, simply because it's a technicality of the timing of things. So the Gemara then says, "V'had the Rava Rav Safra." That discussion of Rava and Rav Safra about whether or not the Mila is Docha Taras is because of a Kal V'Chomer, like Rava said, or based on a pasuk we saw earlier from Rav Safra. This discussion of the source of how you know Mila is Docha Shabbos, Docha Taras is really a Tanaihi. The Gemara says in the top of Kuf Lamed Gimel, read just three lines down. We'll finish here. The Tanya. Basa, the pasuk says, "V'afa pishiyesham beheres yimol divrei Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yochanan amar eino tzarech." You don't need that. Shabbos chamura docha taras lo kol shekein. So we see that based on the first pasuk, they use the word basar to prove that basar, even though the taras is based on a drasha, that's Rav Safra, and Rabbi Yonasan says it's based on a kavachomer, which was the understanding of Rav Safra. Okay, we'll stop here, and Mirzah Hashem will continue tomorrow. I'm not going to be around Sunday, just in case I forget to tell you tomorrow.